Welcome to The Daily Degenerate, the ultimate sports and entertainment podcast for your busy life. My name is Cohen Hughes, co-host and producer, and I'm joined by Los Angeles' very own Maddie Goldberg. We appreciate you listening and hope you enjoy this episode.
Number 47 of the Daily Degenerate Sports Podcast. I'm Maddie Goldberg. It's Christmas Eve. Happy Festivus to the best of us, to the rest of us. You know, when I started this podcast with Cohen, I was so depressed, and he used to stop me. And he'd go, Maddie, we got to do it over. You're so depressed right now. Nobody wants to see you miserable and sad. We got to do it over. Look at me. I'm happy as fuck.
Exuberant, I would say.
It's a new year. I feel fucking great. And I'll let him go because I've talked too much. My co-host, take it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the Michael Rappaport of the South. I am the professional devil's advocate. I am Podcast Poppy. Lastly, I am the Johnny Sins of podcasting. Maddie Goldberg,
Johnny Sins.
Our 47th episode.
47, man. I can't even think of an athlete with the number 47. I don't know can real fast.
No, I cannot.
If anybody can, tweet at us or Instagram us who wears number 47. I just talked to the commissioner of the one fantasy league I won, and he said he's not bringing back Tanner Holley, which I want next year because I won. But I feel good. You know what? When we started this podcast, like I said, I was going through this breakup. I was really sad. And I feel great today. It's been about 6 months. It takes about 6 months to get over a relationship. And I'm like, this was the year I was supposed to go to her house on Christmas. And she's Italian. She's got like 500 relatives. I was not looking forward to that. I was not looking forward to go to every fucking house in Connecticut and talking to some old, you know, Italian people.
They won't even remember you. You know, like, they're just so old and decrepit.
And then she censors me, so she's like, you know, just behave. Don't be the Matty G that we all love. So I have to sit there holding my dick in my hands, and I can't be crazy. And I would be miserable. I'd probably miss a lot of football, and I wouldn't be having fun. I'd be doing work. And now I'm free as a bird, brother, and I feel great.
Now you're going to get to watch all five NBA games tomorrow.
Well, look, I haven't watched one NBA game, but Christmas is the time for the NBA. My man Cohen has showed me a lot of parlays. He's won like $10 parlays where he's taking 100. He put a parlay up on the Daily Degenerate Podcast Instagram. I don't even know what the fuck is going on, but I'm going to take it. And if I don't win, I'm coming for you.
Send me a bill. We're going to ride that parlay until the wheels fall off.
So this is a five-teamer? Like five?
Five-teamer.
And what did you put on it?
I haven't like locked it in yet, but I'm gonna throw probably 10 or 15 bucks on it.
And how much does it win for 15? Like 170?
Let me see.
Are you doing spreads or are you doing money lines?
A mix of the two. No over unders, just spreads and money lines.
Okay.
I'll probably do one that has all over unders.
Let's get the NBA out of the way because we got we're going to do another podcast on Saturday or Thursday, but we'll preview the college football games, which I'm excited for. I mean, what a weekend we got. Saturday, we got the doubleheader. And then Sunday, we have about four or five important NFL games. And then during the week, I don't even know the bowl games, but you're damn right I'm going to be betting on those fucking games.
Oh, 100%.
So why don't we get through the NBA right now? Why is somebody calling me?
You're too popular.
I'm not going to take this. Sorry, you need to turn my phone off.
So at 12 o'clock, the kickoff game at noon, we have the Bucks at New York Knicks. The spread is Bucks minus -4.
And wow, that's a small spread for the shitty Knicks.
Yeah, but New York Christmas market, da-da-da-da, everything around the game. The Bucks have actually won 12 of the last 15.
You're not taking the Knicks, are you?
No, of course not. Bucks minus -4.
Why would they have the spread that low?
I don't know.
That's like an 8 point or six at least.
It's a home game for the Knicks, so who knows what's going on, you know?
Nah, they're going to get smoked. What's the next game?
The next game is at 3:05, the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Houston Rockets.
Now, are you going to watch all these games?
Oh, I will probably be watching every single one of these games, yes.
Now, what is your, not to like change the subject, but what is your schedule on Christmas? Like, what do you usually do?
So me and my parents will wake up, I'll open gifts, we'll exchange all gifts, and then
yeah.
If someone's coming over to eat brunch with us, like family friends and my parents' friends and all that, we'll do that. But usually I'm able to do things throughout all of this. Like, I don't go anywhere really except for my parents' house. I plop down there and I watch TV and drink.
Sounds good. Nice so and easy.
I'll come back to my apartment by the time, I guess, about 6 o'clock comes around.
What is Santa bringing you?
I don't know. Probably like a bunch of Utah Jazz stuff. Probably a bunch of Clipper stuff, or not Clipper Jesus stuff, but Falcon Christ stuff. Probably a bunch of just sports clothes.
God, you are sad.
I'm a desperate individual.
Like, get something cool. Get a gun.
The new Utah Jazz on court jacket. Or the warm-up jacket. Goodness. That's pretty fucking cool.
That's just sad, dude.
That's pretty fucking cool.
How do you tell a girl that? Like, you go on a date. She's like, oh, what'd you get for Christmas? And you're living in Atlanta. You're like, I got a Utah Jazz
warm-up jacket.
She's like, okay. And then you're just like, fuck Gordon Hayward. I hope he dies. Fuck Dan Quinn.
And then instantly get laid. Instantly. Like,
maybe.
It just happens.
You never know. Some girl might hate Dan Quinn, too, like you do.
Oh God, I hope. Don't get me riled up and hopeful.
Okay, so that's cool. So what's the Oklahoma City, Houston? Who do you got in that one? What's the spread?
The spread right now is at -1.5 for Houston.
Where is it, Houston?
It's in Houston, and James Harden has been on a fucking absolute tear lately. Is the only reason I'm going with Houston. Oklahoma City money line is +100, and I would love to take that, but Christmas, Oklahoma City. Paul George has been putting up a historic run lately. Rockets seem to have it a little bit more together. Rockets -1.5.
So we got Bucks, Rockets, next game. This is the big game right now. This is the game that the prime game.
Yeah, this is the first one of the best three games.
I'm gonna guess Lakers, Golden State.
Nope. Sixers versus Celtics, 5:35.
That's weird.
That's the next
game must be the big game.
Yeah, the next two are pretty big.
All right, so what's the spread on that?
-4 for Boston. And I
Is that Boston?
It's at Boston, so I like the -4 to cover.
Yeah. They're a little sporadic this year. They're not
who they were. Yeah, they are.
I'm not a Kyrie Irving fan. I think he'll be out of there soon.
I think
he's a hard person to like coach. And
yeah, he is. He is kind of like a diva, I guess, in that sense where he kind of rubs you the wrong way sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Our 8:05 game starts off the good nightcap schedule. Lakers at Warriors. Lakers
are +9.
And I like the Lakers to cover the 9.
Is that an ABC?
Yes, that'll be on ABC.
Yeah, so that's the big game.
Yep.
They always have the Warriors and LeBron is like the big, big game.
Yep, I like the Lakers to cover the 9. Our last game is my Utah Jazz hosting the Portland Trail Blazers. It's in Utah.
What's the spread on that?
+6.5 for the Portland Trail Blazers, and I like Portland to cover the 6.5. Jazz went outright. Yep, that's kind of what I'm saying. This is literally like a split rivalry. So yep. I like whatever team to make it close no matter what.
All right, well, that's a good one. There you have it. You're pretty much taking all the favorites.
Yeah,
you took the Trailblazers to cover, right?
And the Lakers to cover.
Okay, so you got two dogs to cover, three favorites to win, and I'm gonna ride that parlay. I mean, it's hard. You go 4-1, you can lose by a point, and you lose. But
you lose the whole
I will
thing.
Ride you, and I will let you know if I'm mad at you or not. I mean, we already have problems with TP.
God, that Colorado State Hawaii game is still giving me PTSD.
That's right. So NBA, anything else you want to mention about the NBA before we get to the National Football League?
Not necessarily. We will talk about one or two MLB transactions before we go on.
Okay, sorry.
Nah, no worries. I'm just conducting the train that is the Daily Degenerate podcast.
So what's going on in baseball?
The Oakland Athletics have signed free agent pitcher. Mike Fiers. He had a pretty good year with Houston last year. He boasts a 55-55 career record. He's a pretty good little starter.
Yeah, he's not a bad starter, but this is like when you tell me like some team picked up a backup point guard.
Well, then you're gonna hate this. The St. Yeah. Louis Cardinals have signed free agent pitcher Andrew Miller. Used to pitch with the Yankees.
Oh, he's good. That's a big signing.
I wouldn't say big, but
when he was on
he's
the
better
Indians,
than Fires.
He was awesome.
Yeah.
When he was on the Indians, he was incredible in the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Like that one year they'd bring him in like the fourth inning with the bases loaded, he'd get out of it, and then he'd pitch like two more scoreless innings.
Yep.
I mean, if he's healthy, he's awesome. He's just not healthy. But he had like a great 2-year run. He was great on the Red Sox. He was good on the Yankees. And he was amazing on the Indians. But I think his injuries have caught up to him. And it's a nice little signing, though. I will say that.
I like it. The Cardinals are going to put together a little surprising run this year.
They could. I mean, they got hot at the end of this last season.
Playing for that new coach.
It helped them out a lot. So we will see. We shall see. Is that the only baseball trade? Well, the big trade was the Reds and the Dodgers.
Yeah, the Reds, they shipped Matt Kemp, Yasiel Puig, and who else? Alex Wood, I want to say.
Yeah.
To Cincinnati in exchange for like cap space. I think they're going to try to make a big move for Harper, so they just had to clear up some money.
Yeah, they're going to clear up some players and clear up some space. I wonder how Puig will do in Cincinnati.
I don't think he'll do as good. There's not as many – he feeds on the attention, you know? Not as many eyes watching him. Yeah, his antics won't be as well received.
If they're losing, it's going to be a nightmare for him.
So moving on to the NFL – it was kind of a snooze fest this week, I will say, but there were
some good games.
There dude. There were some decent moments in some decent games, but
I mean,
overall
I mean,
the weekend wasn't
me
great.
The Saints Steelers wasn't a good game.
Well, it was marred by controversy, like the Joe Hayden pass interference call I didn't like.
Look,
the Juju Smith Schuster fumble.
I had the over and I got burned on that game because that was a fourth down. There were some terrible holding calls, pass interference calls. The under should have hit. And then of course Mike Tomlin with one of the dumbest calls ever with the fake punt.
I didn't like that at all.
The Saints barely scored a touchdown. You know, you would have pinned him down to like the 10-yard line. I mean, it would have won the game. It was one of the dumbest calls ever. It was. I mean, even if he makes
as bad
it,
as bad as Kirby call. Smart's in the SEC championship.
Well, there you go. They both did it. They brain farted and they fucked. They fucked their team up
badly. Like 40 or 45 yards worth of field position.
I mean, you're also saying like you have no confidence in your defense too. You're being we have a better chance to win the game. We fake punt this than get Drew Brees with the ball at the 10-yard line and make him go all the way down the field. Like it's like shitty to your defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was just a crazy game. There's too many holding calls on defensive backs on wide receivers. There's too many bailouts. There's too many third and 12.
I agree. There is too many bailouts. I like the way you put that.
And there's a guy on the line, and he gets touched a little, and then it's like automatic first down. And just like it's like keeping these teams' drives going for no reason, mm-hmm. you know?
I agree.
I don't really know how physical a defensive back or a cornerback is supposed to be in the NFL.
No, and you won't know because the calls are so sporadic and weird.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been calls where I've seen where guys like ram somebody in the head and there's no call, and then a guy makes a perfect shoulder tackle and it's a 15-yard penalty. The inconsistency is amazing. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. It is.
But the games are good. I mean, I know you had a snooze fest. I know the Falcons game was kind of boring because Carolina didn't have a quarterback, and you know both teams aren't.
Well,
going
the guy passed for 405 yards, but he just turned the ball over every eighth play.
Yeah, he would turn it over in the red zone. But I mean, you know, Kansas City, Seattle was a great game.
That one was good.
New Orleans, Pittsburgh was a great game. What other was a good game?
Ravens, Chargers was so bad. I was watching that at the bar on Saturday night after work because we had like a really bad shift, like because everybody's shopping for the holidays. And
that's a key where the Ravens are like, we got to win ugly,
bro.
Like,
and it was ugly as hell.
Well, they got to do that because they don't have a quarterback that can put up points and put up numbers.
They just bleed the clock, and like you said before, before we got on the air, just play like Army and just win the game on paper and leave.
That's what I think.
Don't make it too complicated. Just bleed the clock out and score more points.
I mean, yeah, I agree.
I actually didn't get to catch this Bengals-Browns game. I was watching a few snippets on Red Zone and whatever would happen.
Yeah, I had
it
on Red Zone. I mean, the same old Browns dominated. Bengals look like shit. Hugh Jackson embarrassed again.
You see Baker Mayfield stare him down after the game?
Yeah, why not? I mean, look, I would be offended if like my coach got fired and he is like, well, I wanted another quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, it's basically saying, like, I would still have my job if I had Patrick Mahomes. And that's shitty.
It is.
Because you're like there to groom fucking Baker Mayfield. Like, you know your job really consists of like how good Baker Mayfield does.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you go as far as Baker Mayfield does. And to like say that when you get fired is like, but you know, like just stabbing a guy in the back. I mean, you should leave and be like, look, man, thank you for the opportunity. I was here way too long. Most coaches would have got fired after the first season.
I was about to say
1-15. What do you go? 1-31?
2-31, I think.
2-31. It's insane.
Yeah. And got a job the next week as an on-field analyst.
Amazing.
Amazing. Nepotism is a very strange disease in football.
Who gave him the job?
Marvin Lewis.
Okay. Yeah, it was stupid.
Very.
I mean, it's like ridiculous. They have one win with him on the bench.
Yep.
He's like a curse. And if he becomes
who is that win against?
If he becomes a coach, it'll be such a fucking joke.
Oh, and like, everyone thinks it's gonna happen.
Like I said, if you're a Bengals fan and that happens, you just gotta be fucking livid.
Yep, I would be. I would have to find a new team to root for because that just is
like,
not gonna cut
like,
it.
I think Mike McCarthy sucks, but I would take him over Hugh Jackson any day
of
the week.
Any sane person would, I think.
Yeah. Horrible.
Even just Doug Marrone. I would take Doug Marrone, who is one of my least favorite head coaches of all time, over Hugh Jackson.
What's up with the Dolphins, man? Like, one week they look really good, and then they look so shitty. Like, how do they just suck one week and then are good the next week?
The mediocrity of Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah, he was just awful. I mean, I had them beating the – I'm like, wow, they're going to kill the Jaguars. 3.5-point spread. The Jaguars can't beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Kessler can't move the ball. And then, blah, meltdown.
I know. So the Bills got doubled up on by the Patriots, 12-24. Patriots barely covered the 10.5-point spread that I had it at.
So you got it. They got it. It was a late-night garbage TD.
Yep. Josh Allen didn't look bad per se, put the ball in the air a lot. A lot of incompletions, a lot of inaccurate throws.
Yeah, it was windy. I saw a lot of the game. It was very windy. I didn't think the Patriots looked all good.
No, they like, didn't. They were lucky Michelle had a big day. 8 carries, 116, and a tutty.
Well, that's the thing. They're now like, let's just run the ball. And it looks like Gronk is like on his last legs. Like he's just
dude, his back was horrible. He's walking like his back is broken.
Yeah, like he just looks a mess. And they look tired.
He's done after this year. He's going to retire. Kraft's going to take care of him.
Yeah, I think so. I think he will.
Packers-Jets. That was a good game. Went to OT. I was watching a little bit of that one after the Falcons game.
I mean, you got to like that. I mean, two teams aren't going
to
make the playoffs.
Have nothing to play for. And Rodgers with a fucking gutsy performance. Like 3 rushing touchdowns and a 2-point conversion
rush. What was amazing about it was like the Jets got a kickoff return for a touchdown. I think they were up by like 14 or 15. And I'm like, wow, like, this is obvious. Like, the Packers have nothing to play for, and they didn't show up. And then Rodgers was like, no, fuck that. I'm going to win this game.
Yeah.
And then he did his Aaron Rodgers thing that Aaron Rodgers does.
Did that magic.
Magic, baby.
Texans-Eagles, did you watch this game?
That's the game I watched probably the most. It was a really exciting game. It sucked for me because I had the Eagles at 2.5.
Dang, and I was 2.
And they're, like, up by 13, and they're moving the ball at the 50 with, like, 5 minutes to go, and they fumble. And then Deshaun Watson, he's just awesome. He can be really dangerous. Like, if they get together, like, he's one of those guys that just won't lose. Like, two guys have him wrapped up, and he runs out, and he throws, like, an you know, BB.
Yeah.
He's a really impressive quarterback.
What's his nickname? Houdini? Because he can just make magic out of nothing, you know? Future's bright with Deshaun Watson. Eagles win 32-30. Nick Foles with 471 and four touchdowns. What an absolute story.
Is awesome. I mean, what are they going to do? I mean, it seems like now the team just loves playing with him. They like Wentz, but Wentz has too many turnovers. Like, Wentz has all these beautiful passes, but then in the red zone, he'll throw a terrible interception.
Yep.
Like, Nick Foles, you know, very rarely turns it over. And just, like, somehow he's just a smart guy.
Yeah.
Like, he knows where to put the ball. He knows who's open. He's just really good. And it's like, what do you do? I mean, it's a good problem for sure, but it's still like, what do you do if you're the Eagles?
Jeff Fisher on national TV on Hard Knocks told Nick Foles that he was not good enough after he cut him. He was not good enough to play on a 4-12 Rams team.
Well, even worse than that, the first Hard Knocks with the Rams, and I was like, holy shit. We didn't know like what Nick Foles would become. But there's a video of like Jeff Fisher, like, hey, he calls Nick Foles up. He goes, hey, Nick, how you doing, buddy? How was your summer, man? How's everything going? Oh, we're going to cut you. And it was just so like nonchalant, like we didn't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You suck. We're going to cut you. We don't give a fuck. And it's like, what more motivation can you have in this world than scratch ass Jeff Fisher cutting you? And you're like, fuck that. I'm coming back.
And his legacy is now set in stone. If the Eagles make the playoffs, I mean, they are, aren't they? Aren't they going to make the playoffs?
No, they're probably not.
They're still alive. Okay, so
they're still alive.
Minnesota, they literally have to beat out Minnesota for the last wild card spot in the NFC.
Yeah, or just the whole NFC. Yeah, and Minnesota plays home versus the Bears, and that's going to be an interesting game because the Bears are going to be like, we're probably the third spot. I don't think the Rams are going to lose to the 49ers, but you never know because the 49ers have been great at home. The Bears, if they don't play their starters, the Eagles are fucked.
Yeah.
So, but there's something about the Vikings that choke. Although, since they got rid of the offensive coordinator, they've been a lot better the last 2 weeks.
They have, especially with ball security.
And it should be interesting, but it always sucks when two teams like play each other week, you know, back to back weeks, like in the playoffs, and then the last week of the season.
Yeah, that does suck.
But you gotta do what you gotta do.
Matty Goldberg, let's go over these college football games, and we'll get out of here.
All right. Any other NFL games? Dallas beat Tampa Bay. Let me just go through them.
Colts beat the Giants, 28-27. Came back late.
What other games? Miami lost to Jacksonville. They're out. Patriots beat the Bills. Seahawks beat the Chiefs. Now, let me ask something. Is this like Andy Reid doing Andy Reid things, or is this like Kareem Hunt was so important that they lost Kareem Hunt or not?
I don't think Kareem Hunt was that important. I think Andy Reid doing Andy Reid things. It's getting that time of the year, and we've seen this movie so many times.
That's your opinion.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, it should be interesting. Rams won easily. Bears had struggled versus the 49ers. So the 49ers are going to give the Rams all they got, especially if Gurley's not playing.
Yep.
It will be closer than you think. Any other games?
Not that I see.
Tennessee beat the Redskins. I got the under on that.
Yeah, Swearinger got cut today for criticizing the defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Thanks to Twitter, man. Just stay off Twitter. As Herm Edwards used to say, don't press send.
Yep.
So you want to go to college balls real fast?
Yep. Let's do that.
I think on Thursday we should do the Final Four.
We can do that.
So what do you got?
I thought you
had. Where are you going tonight? You seem like you're excited to go somewhere.
I'm just going to my parents' house.
Oh, I thought you were going to go to like a party.
Well, they're probably having a party at their house or something.
Do you see like kids you went to high school with like on the next few days?
Hell no. I try to get in and out as surgically as possible.
Do you socialize anybody you went to high school with?
Sometimes. There's a few people like my buddy Chase. I talk to him a lot. It just depends. I don't really work with anyone that I went to high school with, which I also went to high school about an hour north of here.
Is Chase a Braves fan?
No, he doesn't really even like sports. Damn.
All right. Do what you got
to
do.
I'm trying to pull up the bowl games, but my internet's acting wonky.
So that doesn't start up again until Wednesday, just so you know.
What, the bowl games?
Yeah.
All right, we'll pick the Wednesday games and Thursday,
because
I guess.
Tuesday belongs to the NBA, man. Five-teamer, let's fucking go.
I'm hype for the five-teamer.
Come on, Johnny Sins. Get that cock out. Let's go.
I'm just going to have to go on my ESPN app, I guess.
You want me to do it?
I think I got it. All right. Found the list. Yikes, yikes, yikes. All right, so Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., the Serve Pro First Responder Bowl. Boise State is favored by 2 points over Boston College.
It's going to be a good game.
I'll take Boise State minus the 2.
Yeah, I'm going to take Boise State. Boston College, if their quarterback is playing, they're good. But he was hurt at the end of the season, and I think that hurt them. So I'm going to take Boise State.
All right, Minnesota, Georgia Tech, and the Quick Lane Bowl. Georgia Tech is minus 5.5.
Oh, that's a high spread. Especially Georgia Tech was so inconsistent.
Yep.
Even though the SEC I'm gonna go with the dog here.
Minnesota's 6-6.
Yeah, I'll go with the dog.
All right. I'll take Georgia Tech. In the Cheez It Bowl at 9 o'clock Wednesday, Cal is -1 over TCU. I will take TCU to win outright.
I will take Cal.
Okay. Thursday, Temple versus Duke in the Walk-Ons Independence Bowl. Temple is 3-point favorites over Duke.
I have some relatives in Durham, so I got to go with Duke.
I'll take Temple. Miami and Wisconsin in the New Era Pinstripe Bowl played at Yankee Stadium. Miami is -3.
I always love that game. I love watching football at Yankee Stadium. It's always cool to watch.
I will take Wisconsin +3.
I'm going to take Wisconsin. The U sucks.
Yeah,
the U is just terrible.
Mark Richt isn't a good coach. Yeah,
terrible coach.
last game we're going to talk about today, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Texas Bowl, Baylor versus Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt, who is -4.
I'm going to go with Baylor. They're making a comeback.
I'll go with Baylor as well.
1-10 last year. I'm going with Baylor. They built a beautiful stadium. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Baylor.
I like Baylor as well in that game. Matty Goldberg, do you have anything else for us?
Wednesday night, the day after Christmas, I'm performing at the Venice Townhouse doing stand-up.
Nice.
December 26th. January 2nd, Pasadena, the Ice House. I have a lot of fans in California, L.A. area. Oh, that's the best place to see me. You're probably off work. I can probably comp a few of you guys. So if a few of you hit me up, I'll get you on the guest list. That's January 2nd at the Ice House, one of the best comedy clubs in L.A. I'll be watching a lot of sports, though. I'm excited for this weekend. Got the Final Four in college football. Got the last football games of the NFL with some games that mean a lot. The Sunday night Colts
Titans. Some games that actually matter?
It's like a playoff game. Yep. It's going to be good. I want you to go hang out with your family, go drink some eggnog, go put some eggnog on your cock, Johnny Sin style.
That has been Matty Goldberg. You can follow him on Twitter at MattyGoldberg1. My name's Cohen Hughes. You can follow me at Cohen_Hughes on Instagram. I don't do Twitter, but you can find me on Facebook. Follow the podcast page at TDDPod on Instagram and Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our 47th episode of the Daily Degenerate Podcast. We sincerely hope you enjoyed.